I would like to do some word association in a way. Tell me if this is a compliment or an insult. You are lions. Compliment. You are pigs. You are sheep. Some would call that an insult. It depends on the person making the statement. I've heard the words used in a derogatory way to refer to people as a group who show a herd-like or flock mentality. That is, they blindly, ignorantly follow some leader down a path that is considered to be quite unacceptable. They're sheep, it is said as a derisive remark, an insult. You are my sheep, Jesus says. Is that a compliment? Well, certainly it is an accurate identification, which includes a comforting prediction. It is a true description of your present and future life as sheep under the care of the Good Shepherd. As I read the words of Jesus to you, apply them directly to yourself, not as a group, but as individual believers. What he said in John 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." Let's take a little time here to track some of the points Jesus is making about the relationship we have with Him, starting with this fact: we are His sheep. He owns us because He bought you and me with His own blood. Talk about an expensive price tag. He paid for you with His very life. We belong to Him because He made the standout supreme investment in and for His people. And He does not plan on losing a single one of them. You are dear to Him based on a price paid. However, as sheep, we are vulnerable, defenseless in and of ourselves. Defenseless against the wolf, the predator, the thief. Jesus knows that. So He stays close to us. And He speaks to you and me with His shepherd voice in the Word of God. And through the faith that He has given you and me, we have sheep ears tuned in to what the shepherd says in the Bible. That is, we learn to follow what our Savior teaches and not what the false prophets teach. We learn to follow what the Good Shepherd says and not what the tempter is suggesting. We learn more and more to follow our Lord and not the inclinations of our sinful nature. Of course, it's a struggle, a daily battle, and there are setbacks. You can think of them in your own personal life, I'm sure. As sheep commonly do, we wander off the path of truth. We wander off the path of righteousness. We wander into spiritual danger. We fall into the pit of sin. We get stuck in the thicket of our own guilt. But the shepherd is ever vigilant. Through His word, He calls us back. He pulls us out. He sets us once again on the safe path, close to Him, following Him. That is your everyday reality as blood-bought members of His flock. Now, what about the future? The Savior said, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Present tense and a future tense. Eternal life is already yours. It came to you as a free gift. It started the moment you were converted, because at that point, when you have faith in Christ, spiritual death is over. And your spiritual life, your attachment with God, is underway. And that life has a wonderful destiny in store. It only gets better from here in what comes on the last day and beyond. King David characterized this life as a sheep in Psalm 23. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Is that your confidence today? Jesus wants you to have such confidence. So He gives you His promise, His assurance that He does not lose what belongs to Him. No one, including the devil, has the power to take you away from Him. He has that shepherd hand firmly upon you. And to make the matter doubly sure, He talks about the Father's hand firmly, permanently, tightly holding you as well. Our Savior God is truly hands-on. He had two hands on the cross, nailed in place for you and me. His hands are constantly at work, protecting and providing, caring for you and me. His hands, in a manner of speaking, have a tight hold on you and me, and they don't let go. Let that be your confidence, which is the hope of heaven. Embrace your identity as the sheep of Christ. That is, we are sheep who know the danger of the enemy, and we understand the problem of our weaknesses. But we don't despair. We don't cower. We depend all the more on the unlimited grace, the certain truth, and the steadfast, faith-preserving power of the Good Shepherd who does not fail to deliver what He promises. Amen. We close our service today singing a Psalm 23 hymn, all stanzas of hymn 436.